A Democratic House candidate in Iowa, whose race was decided by just 6 votes, is appealing to Congress for another ruling on who really won. Her opponent, Republican Marionette Miller Meeks, was certified as the representative of Iowa's 2nd Congressional District, but Democrat Rita Hart has challenged that result in court, and now she's taking her case to Washington. Reporter Kate Payne has been following this for Iowa Public Radio. Hey, Kate.
Hi.
So help me understand what's going on here, because Republican Marionette Miller Meeks won by 6 votes in November's election. She is now serving as the congresswoman for Iowa's 2nd District. It would seem to be over. So what is Hart's case exactly? She's saying the count was inaccurate?
That's right. So Democrat Rita Hart and her legal team have identified 22 ballots that they believe were legally cast, but were incorrectly left out of this count. And when you have a margin of 6 votes, it doesn't take a whole lot to change that outcome. And so Rita Hart has been pressuring this House committee to take another look at this race. And ultimately, Hart hopes to have actually a full hand recount of the entire race, and ultimately hopes to take that seat in Congress.
I see. But part of what's so striking here is that Hart has declined to appeal through state channels and is instead taking her challenge directly to the House of Representatives. Now, there is a history to this. The House Administration Committee overturned dozens of election results back in the 1800s, but the practice is basically defunct today. So if it were to be revived, how does it work?
As you say, it is a relatively rare situation that candidates should make this appeal to the House, but it is something that's happened repeatedly, something like 90 cases in the past 100 years of candidates doing this. Ultimately, as you say, you know, Republicans have continued to criticize Hart for not first going to a state court and making her case there. And they say that she's choosing a political process going through the democratically controlled House, as opposed to making her case in front of a panel of state judges. But ultimately, in going to the House, this challenge is up to the Committee on House Administration. And ultimately, that committee could set up a process where they could do a full recount. And then ultimately, that committee will make their final report, their final recommendation, which could go to the full House for a vote on a simple majority.
I see. So that's what Republicans are saying. They don't like the process here, and they have some concern about a Democratic-controlled House being the arbiter here. But how do Democrats respond to those concerns? And do they say that they have a case here that's more than just a political sour grapes?
So Rita Hart has maintained that the reason that she went to the House is because under state law, the timeline wouldn't have given her enough time to have this full recount, this full review that she's looking for, and that it's the House's responsibility to ensure that every vote was counted and to ensure that ultimately the right member of Congress is sitting in that seat.
I know the House Administration Committee has given the two candidates until this coming Monday to submit written answers to several questions. And then what happens after that? I mean, do we know how likely it is that the House will actually take up this case and render a decision?
Yes. So both sides have been answering a series of questions from the committee, and they face a deadline next Monday to respond to each other's arguments so far. Ultimately, it's sort of an open question of how the House committee will move forward. The chair of that committee, Zoe Lofgren, has maintained that no one can confidently say who has won this race, that there's a lot that needs to be done to fully air out this challenge. And she certainly seems inclined to move forward with this. But it is something that's become increasingly politically tense, I would say. Just in recent days, we're seeing some moderate Democrats in the House coming forward and saying they're not comfortable with this. There's been reporting that some House Democrats, vulnerable Democrats, are worried that this could be used against them in their own reelection efforts in 2022. Meanwhile, Republicans are trying to make it as difficult as possible for those members to weigh in on what they see as overturning an election of a seated member of Congress.
So the election not over yet in Iowa. Plenty more to watch in the coming weeks. That's Kate Payne with Iowa Public Radio. Thanks for bringing us the latest.
Thanks so much.